The University at Buffalo has decided to remove the name of Millard Fillmore, the nation's 13th president and first chancellor of the university, from its academic center. UB officials recall Fillmore's support of the Compromise of 1850, which included the Fugitive Slave Act, a position officials call hurtful to the university's black community. Fillmore was also a lawyer in Buffalo. There's a street named in his memory and a statue of his likeness outside City Hall. WBFO asked Common Council President Darius Pridgen whether the city might follow UB's lead.
I have an open ear, and I think it's important to hear from people. I think it's important to do what people who put you in these offices want you to do. And so, again, I remain open to the discussion.
Pridgen says he's excited that people are taking another look at history and changing it so that it's told more properly. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul expressed her support, saying there are still many racist references out there that have been ignored.
I think it's an acknowledgement that we're in a very different time now, and it's no longer appropriate to honor people who were known racists at their time and throughout history. They don't deserve to have their names on these buildings, and I respect and admire the steps they took.
UB is also removing any references to James Putnam, a state senator who served on UB's council and held openly racist views, and to Peter Porter, a statesman and UB regent who owned slaves. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.